victim, Emmanuel must find him give up his life.
No one seems to be speaking in tongues, but they are speaking a lot of different languages at the Miracles Salvation Revival Crusade led by the Reverend J. Rock Lee. The opening invocation is given by a local Russian preacher, followed by blessings in English, and much of the evening is emceed in Espanol.
Bienvenidos!
Most of the crowd is Latino, though there are many blacks, Asians, and some whites. Yerzavit Castillo, whose father runs a church in the Bronx, is here because he saw one of the many Spanish-language TV ads, complete with celebrity endorsements.
The Spanish channel had a baseball player telling us to go, you know, support this event. And, you know, it's the Bronx and Queens, there's a lot of Hispanics there.
A 90-minute concert that kicked off the 3-hour revival got him in the mood, with acts like Vladimir Limarenko and Jocelyn Arias and Castillo's personal favorite, Doña Carmen Sanabria. J. Rock Lee has used the internet, DVDs, radio, satellite, and cable TV to reach a global audience and has reached out personally to both secular and religious leaders around the world. At the Garden, he was joined on stage by New York State Senator Reverend Ruben Diaz and by the head of the National Religious Broadcasters, one of the country's most influential evangelical groups. Professor Timothy Lee from Texas Christian University says J. Rock Lee is taking a page from the Unification Church of Myungsun Moon to build an international following.
He curries favor with the established religious personalities outside of Korea, thereby legitimating himself.
Like Reverend Moon, J. Rock Lee has been disowned by the Korean evangelical establishment. One website says Lee claims to sit at the throne of God, command angels, and perform every miracle in the Bible, except walking on water. Outside the Garden, Korean immigrants protested his appearance, holding up signs and denouncing him over loudspeakers.
Jarek Lee is a self-defying cult leader.
Reverend Hee-Sun Lee from the Council of Korean Churches of Greater New York says unwitting Christians should not be duped.
We want to protect the people. We want them to be guided with a sound biblical teaching, not the heretical one.
In 1999, J. Rock Lee made headlines when his followers stormed a television station in Seoul. They took over the control room as it was preparing to broadcast a documentary about him. But at the Garden, few of those attending knew or cared about Lee's clashes back home or his alleged blasphemy. They came because they had seen the ads or because their preachers had told them to come witness Lee's teaching. Indeed, his preaching was pretty straightforward, though difficult to understand even with English translation.
Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Korean, English, and Spanish all converged as Lee and his translators called on worshippers to cling to Christ, cast aside their crutches, and let go of their demons. So, up they limped, onto the stage, triumphantly holding crutches and walkers above them in one hand, and holding onto Lee's acolytes with the other. Little noticed by the crowd were those who were turned away, those who couldn't get out of their wheelchairs, including one man wearing a yarmulke. In the meantime, J. Rock Lee kept chanting, while on the stage below him, Juan Sanchez kept tossing his cane in the air and catching it. Later, the semi-paralyzed gunshot victim explained what happened.
Today, when the pastor's praying, I feel my leg is coming straight, and I can walk it normally. Now, I got more faith in my heart, in my body, and in my soul, too.
Then he leaned on his wife, limped toward the subway, and returned to Queens. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
Hello!